I showed my brother, a geologist, some tessellation motifs. He was interested in my motifs from a more scientific point of view and told me that I was unknowingly applying a kind of two-dimensional crystallography. He advised me to read up on it, but most of the articles were far too difficult, dry, and theoretical for me. Still, my understanding became clearer, and I began to see the possibilities offered by the regular division of the plane. For the first time, I dared to create compositions based on the problem of expressing endlessness within a limited plane. A series of three-dimensional men is rushing down the stairs. Gradually, they lose their plasticity as they freeze, flatten, and turn into the motif of a regularly organized tessellation. Their motif simplifies upwards towards its original form, the diamond. Three diamonds in white, gray, and black together form a cube, and thus regain their plasticity. The cube turns into a block, a house, and from the house, a human product. The people reappear to endlessly repeat their cycle. The familiar tile floor motif on the terraces is the same original motif again. The diamond, the link between two and three dimensions, the idea upon which the entire composition is built. The landscape behind the houses is intended as a maximum of naturalness, in contrast to the mathematical tessellation at the bottom of the